My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. This episode and the last two, I'm recording these all together. It's after work on Friday, February 11th, 2021. It's later in the day. And here we go. Ooh, I think it's going to be a little bit longer. The first word is, now how do you say this? Couponing? Couponing. It's coupon with an ing, but I'm not exactly sure how to say it. Couponing? 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 I don't know. Noun from 1954. It is the distribution or redemption of coupons. Ooh. Ooh. The next word is courage. Courage. Noun from the 14th century, mental or moral strength to venture, persevere, and withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. There's the lion song in Wizard of Oz. I can't think off the top of my head how it goes, but maybe there's a fun little clip that we could put in here.
Courage. What makes a king out of a slave? Courage. What makes the flag on the mast to wave? Courage.
Okay, there is synonym information for courage. Courage, mettle, M-E-T-T-L-E, spirit, resolution, and tenacity mean mental or moral strength to resist opposition, danger, or hardship. Courage implies firmness of mind and will in the face of danger or extreme difficulty, as in the courage to support unpopular causes. I like that. It does take a lot of courage to support unpopular causes. If you believe in it, but the majority of people don't, but you still feel strongly about it, if you come out and talk about it, then that takes courage to do because you are in the minority. And there are a lot of things that I think a lot of people believe are right, even though they might be in the majority, not a lot of people might be talking about it. So I think we need to all find the courage to stand up to what we believe is, stand up for what we believe is right against what we believe is not right. There's a lot of stuff like that. Okay, back to the synonym information for courage. The word mettle suggests an ingrained capacity for meeting strain or difficulty with fortitude and resilience, as in a challenge that will test your mettle. Spirit also suggests a quality of temperament enabling one to hold one's own or keep up one's morale when opposed or threatened, as in, her spirit was unbroken by failure. Failure, I can't even say the word. Failure is all part of it. See, I fail on speaking all the time, but I keep on persevering. My spirit was not broken by all of my failures. You learn from failure. If you are not consciously learning from failure, you might unconsciously be doing it, but you should make it conscious. Oh, I failed in this way. Maybe I can learn from that experience and be better at that thing in the future. Don't let your spirit be broken if you fail. If it's something that you like or you're interested in, keep it going. You have to start in a bad place. Anybody who starts a thing was very bad at it. The people who are good at things, they kept up with it. They practiced. They kept on going. Their spirit was not broken. All right. Enough of that. Resolution stresses firm determination to achieve one's end, as in the resolution of pioneer women. They had lots and lots of resolution. Tenacity adds to resolution implications of stubborn persistence and unwillingness to admit defeat, as in held to their beliefs with great tenacity. I don't know why, it's just a good word. Whoo! Oh, etymology, did we read it? Let's see. It is from Anglo-French, courage, from coeur, Q-U-E-R, or C-O-E-R, and that means heart. And that is from Latin, cor, which means heart. There's more at the word heart. So it's all about heart. Whoo! Next word is courageous. Adjective from the 14th century. Having or characterized by courage. And the synonym is brave. As in, a courageous soldier. Also as in, a courageous decision. Courageously is an adverb, and courageousness is a noun. Ooh. Ooh. Next word is courant or courant. C-O-U-R-A-N-T-E. Noun from 1586. 1. A dance of Italian origin marked by quick running steps. Ooh, I think I need to see this. Let's find a video on the internet of this courant dance. 2. The visual I have in my head, I'm sure, is not at all correct, but it looks funny in my head. Quick running steps. 2. Music in quick triple time or in a mixture of 3-2 and 6-4 time. Huh. So, 1-2. Maybe we'll just put in an audio clip if we find something good. Next word is coureur de bois. Coureur de bois. First word, C-O-U-R-E-U-R. Second word, D-E. Third word, B-O-I-S. Coureur de bois. Noun from 1700. A French or Métis trapper. I don't know how to say that because that looks French. M-E-T-I-S, Métis, Métis, a French or Métis trapper of North America and especially of Canada. This is a Canadian French word and it literally means woods runner. Somebody running in the woods, coureur de bois. They're a trapper. Ooh. Next is courgette, C-O-U-R. G-E-T-T-E, courgette. Noun from 1931. It is chiefly British, and the synonym is zucchini. So why is it called a courgette? It is a French word, diminutive of courge, which means gourd. And a zucchini is kind of like a gourd. Is it technically a gourd? I don't know. They're probably in a similar family, though. Well, yeah, I mean, like, pumpkins are like gourds, and they're definitely related. It's also from the Latin cucurbita. Next word is courier. Courier. It is a noun from 1579. One, the synonym is messenger, as 1A, a member of a diplomatic service entrusted with bearing messages. You gotta trust them. You gotta maybe do some background checks on them because they might be sending some very important messages. 1B1, an espionage agent transferring secret information. 1B2, a runner of contraband. 1C, a member of the armed services whose duties include carrying mail, information, or supplies. And 2, a traveler's paid attendant, especially a tourist's guide employed by a travel agency. This is from Middle French, from Old Italian, corriere, from correre, which means to run, from the Latin, currere. So yeah, it's just about running around, sending messages, doing all the stuff. Courier. We have one more word for this episode. It is course. C-O-U-R-S-E. First form, noun from the 14th century. Many definitions. 1, the act or action of moving in a path from point to point. What is your course? We have lots of courses over our life. 2, the path over which something moves or extends, as 2A, the synonym is racecourse. 2B1, the direction of travel of a vehicle, as a ship or airplane, usually measured as a clockwise angle from north, also the projected path of travel. 1B2, a point of the compass. Is a course? Okay, I haven't heard that. 2C, the synonym is water course. 2D, the synonym is golf course. What is a water course? Is it the course, the way that the people swim in the water, or the boats, they have to go... they have to go that way and then go that way. That would be a water course, maybe. I think golf course, we all know what a golf course is. It's a very big waste of land. 3A, accustomed procedure or normal action, as in the law taking its course. 3B, a chosen manner of conducting oneself, also way of acting, as in our wisest course is to retreat. It would be very smart if we retreated off over there. 3C1, progression through a development or period or a series of acts or events. 3C2, the synonyms are life history and career. So the older you get, the longer your life history is, you can look back at your life and see, oh, it was a course. It all made sense. I went over there, and then I did that thing, and then that led me to this thing over there. So it's like, it's a course that is being written as it goes. Some people might think it's already written. We don't know officially. We're just guessing. 4, an ordered process or succession, as 4A, a number of lectures or other matter dealing with a subject. Yeah, your classes, you also call them courses. What course did you take today? Oh, I took that course on evolution. It was fascinating. And then what course did you take after that? Oh, well, then I changed up things and I took a course on how to play piano. And that was a good course. Also, a series of such courses constituting a curriculum, as in a pre-med course. 4B, a series of doses or medications administered over a designated period. 5A, a part of a meal served at one time, as in the main course. There are some places, some people, there are like 5-course meals, 7-course meals. I don't know how high they go, but there's a lot. Though I think the rule is the higher number of courses, the smaller each meal is. There was that movie, Big Night, something like that. They had a big Italian multi-course meal, and it looked pretty amazing. I don't usually do like a multi-course meal. Like, if anything, there will be a main dish, which maybe I'll eat half of, and then I'll eat the rest for leftovers. Maybe we'll get some appetizers if there's like two or more of us. And then maybe a dessert. Not always. Maybe. It depends on the situation. But that is all I can handle. The only way I can handle anything more than like 3 courses is if I'm there for all day. Where do they fit it all in? I can't do that. But it is fun to try a lot of stuff. 5B. This synonym is layer, L-A-Y-E-R, especially a continuous level range of brick or masonry throughout a wall. 5C, the lowest sail on a square-rigged mast. Mast. I don't know why I said mask. It's with a T. And we have a couple phrases. In due course. And this means after a normal passage of time, in the expected or allotted time. As in, his discoveries led in due course to new forms of treatment. In due time, in due course. In due course, I shall finish this podcast, but I have to go through it in order. We can't rush it. We can't skip to the end. We gotta go page by page. Another phrase, of course. Number one, following the ordinary way or procedure, as in, will be done as a matter of course. Aha. And number two, as might be expected, as in, of course we will go. I never really thought about where this phrase came from, of course. It means just basically like, it is the next logical thing. Of course that's going to happen, of course, because it is in the course. It is... What was that phrase? Will be done in a matter of course. The matter of the course is that's next. Of course. Okay, so the words in this episode were couponine, courage, courageous, courant, coureur de bois, courgette, courier, and course. Well, I liked a lot about course, but I think I'm going to pick courage as the word of the episode. It's just a really good thing to have. I think that a lot of people, I mean, even myself, when I was younger, and even now, it's very easy to be afraid of things. And I don't know, it's good to just find that courage in you and just say, meh, screw it, it's gonna happen, I'm gonna do it, I'm not gonna be afraid. It takes effort, it's hard. But I think it'll be worth it. It's always worth it. Do it. Find that courage in you. I know it's there. I know it's there. You've got it in your heart because the etymology of courage is heart. Heart, heart. All right, that is the end of this episode. I think I got it. I got it all. Yeah, we're going to end it. You have to stop talking. That's how you end it. If you keep on talking, it'll never end. So how do you end it? You stop talking. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time. Next time. There will be a next time. I'm sure of it. I think. I hope. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.